From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. At least six people were killed, more than 30 others wounded late Monday when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the bombing occurred in Lashkargah, the capital of the rest of Helmand province, hours after Islamic State terrorists assaulted an Afghan intelligence agency training facility in the capital, Kabul. Afghan security forces and civilians were reported among the dead and injured. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning home from an overseas trip. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. On Sunday, Eastern Libyan Commander Khalifa Haftar said the UN-backed government's two-year mandate has expired. He suggested he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year. This is VOA News.